Hypnosis and NLP are vehicles that allow you to explore the furthest reaches of your consciousness. It is through this exploration that you gain greater clarity and insight into the inner workings of your subconscious mind. This allows you to resolve conflict at the deepest levels of your mind, and through this resolution, you can evolve, transform, and change your life. You are so much more than just a physical body. You also have a mind, emotions, and a spirit or energy. As your subconscious mind is connected to each of these systems, it can allow you to facilitate change at any level of your being. There is truly nothing that is more powerful than your subconscious mind. This podcast explores hypnosis and NLP as tools that can be used to allow the consciousness to expand, evolve, and transform. My name is Donald Curry, and I'm a master hypnotist, NLP practitioner, and naturotherapist with over 13 years of experience. I have a practice in downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In this episode, you'll learn if hypnosis can make you smarter. You'll also experience a gentle hypnotic journey that will enable you to improve your mental performance. Can hypnosis make you smarter? In 2010, I worked on a television show with CBC Canada called Test the Nation IQ. As part of the show, 45 people received IQ tests. Then I took them backstage, put them into hypnosis, helped them relax their mind and reduce their stress and anxiety levels. Then they received a second IQ test. The results were extremely positive, with about half of the participants achieving 10 points or more on those test scores. So why is this? Why did the people perform better after receiving hypnosis? When the body is calm and relaxed, more blood flows to the brain, carrying with it more oxygen. There have not been any long-term studies that have been done to explore the relation between IQ and hypnosis. However, there have been studies that have shown the effects of stress on IQ in the brain. People that are in a more relaxed state tend to perform better mentally. Because hypnosis is capable of enabling the mind and the body to relax, it can help people to think more clearly and more easily, thus increasing the true potential of their mind. Hypnosis also allows people to release negative beliefs about themselves. People that believe in themselves and their abilities tend to be far more successful and perform better in life. Mind over matter, as they say. The use of hypnosis or trance-like states is nothing new. Many geniuses from the past have used self-hypnosis and trance-like states to increase their brain power. Albert Einstein used a state of hypnosis to formulate his theory of relativity. Thomas Edison was famous for his cat naps, in which he would relax without falling asleep. During this state, his subconscious mind would provide answers to his questions. Mozart used to put himself into a state of self-hypnosis to compose music. He stated that it seemed as if the music was simply being dictated to him and he was just taking notes. Working towards increasing your memory and mental performance pays great dividends. And at the end of this podcast, you'll have the opportunity to experience a gentle journey to help you increase your mental performance by helping you to relax your mind. Before we begin with the hypnosis portion of this program, here are some suggestions for anyone who's looking to boost their mental performance and capacity. Tip number one, eat healthy, whole foods to increase your brain power. Nutrition can be very beneficial to strengthen your physical brain. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and lean proteins are great for the body, but also the brain. Foods that are high in omega-3 3, such as fish, can give your brain a boost, and antioxidant-rich berries provide protection for your brain cells from damage. Drinking green tea has also been shown to increase memory and improve mental alertness, and leafy greens are wonderful sources of phytonutrients that can help you to boost your brain power. Tip number 2, take the right supplements for your brain. My colleague, Dr. Penny Kendall-Reed, who's a neuroscientist and naturopath, recommends amino acid-based supplements to help support brain function. Cortisol, which is a hormone that is released by stress, is one of the biggest blockers of memory and concentration. A product that she recommends regularly is Brain Energy by Douglas Laboratories, which is a series of amino acids that support a healthy brain function. Dr. Kendall-Reed works with many individuals, helping them to increase their mental performance, and can be reached through her website at www.pkrhealth.ca. Tip number 3, make sure that you get your Z's. Sleep is an important factor for mental performance. A rested mind performs much better when it comes to problem solving and critical thinking. Sleep is a necessary component of memory consolidation, which is the process of new neural connections being made that form memory. A lack of sleep will make the mind drift and wander, which can make it difficult to focus and concentrate when working on taking in new information. Tip number 4, exercise. Exercise helps to promote better mental functioning as it increases oxygen to the brain and helps with the release of beneficial body chemicals. A University of Cambridge study discovered that after running for just a few days, thousands of new cells are created within the brain in the area that controls memory and learning. Tip number 5, a relaxed mind performs better. Researchers at Liverpool John Moores University have shown that people who meditate focus better and have better mental capacity than those who do not. Hypnosis has also shown effectiveness in helping people increase their mental capacity. This enables better mental clarity, focus, concentration, and memory, all of which can help with the learning process. The best part of self-hypnosis and meditation is that it can be done easily in the comfort of your own home. In this short exercise, you'll have the opportunity to experience a gentle hypnotic journey that will enable you to improve your mental performance. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for these next few moments. Get your body into the most comfortable position for you, and whenever you're ready, close your eyes and just begin to focus on your breathing, feeling the coolness as you breathe in and feeling the warmth as you breathe out, feeling the coolness as you breathe in and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Just allow each breath that you take from this moment forward to move you further and deeper into relaxation, allowing nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, just following your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Each and every breath that you take from this moment forward will serve to relax you, allowing your mind, your body, your emotions to all become very peaceful, very still, very calm and relaxed. And you'll find that the deeper that you allow yourself to move into relaxation, the better that you'll feel. The better that you'll feel, the deeper that you'll go. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1 with every descending number, just allow yourself to relax. By the time that I reach the count of 1, you'll be at a natural, normal level of relaxation. Starting now at 10, 9, 8, deeper and deeper relaxed, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now feeling very peaceful, very calm, very still. The simple act of closing your eyes, relaxing, and focusing on your breath allows all of the functions of your body to function more ideally, more optimally. Your natural breathing processes carry oxygen into your system, and as you breathe deeply and regularly, in a very natural, very normal way, you facilitate a very important process within your body, that process of oxygenating your blood. That oxygenated blood is carried through your system, carried into all the muscles, all the fibers, all the cells of your body, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And that oxygenated blood is carried into your brain. This causes your brain to relax. And the more that you allow your brain to relax, the better that it functions. That's right. The more that you allow your brain to relax, the better that it functions. The more that you just allow yourself to breathe in that natural, rhythmic way, the more that your body can just do its job, the more it can carry this oxygenated blood into your brain so that it may nourish all of your brain cells, so that it may optimize the function of the nerves, the cells, the organs, the glands, the tissues in and around your brain. That's right. So that your brain's function balances and optimizes. That's correct. And so you simply enjoy this sensation, this feeling of relaxation that is occurring within your brain. As your brain simply relaxes and opens and optimizes, that's right. From this moment forward, any time that you need to, any time that you need to improve the function of your brain, all that you need to do is simply close your eyes for just a few moments and simply focus on taking deep, relaxing breaths and simply allowing your body to do what it's supposed to do, to allow it to function optimally, ideally, to allow those deep rhythmic breaths to carry oxygen into every muscle, every fiber, and every cell of your system, including your brain. That's right. Simply taking those few moments in time to relax yourself, to calm yourself. And you will notice that simply giving yourself those few moments in time to relax your brain will be very helpful for when you open your eyes Chances are you'll be able to remember just a little bit better. You'll be able to focus just a little bit better. And you'll be able to concentrate just a little bit better. Remember that you now have this tool available to you anytime that you need it. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, coming up. 2, emerging from relaxation. 3, 4, coming up now. 5, 6, 7, 8, coming up. 9, and 10, eyes wide open. Back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling very good. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed this short exercise to help you improve your mental performance. If you would like a full, complete program that enables you to tap into the power of your mind, visit my website at www.donaldcurry.com. My MP3 store on my website has a program that is specifically designed to help you improve your mental performance. If you found this program beneficial, make sure that you subscribe so that you catch all of the upcoming episodes. Take care and be exceedingly well.